From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. To quote an old TV programme, that was the week that was, or TWTWTW. Having our regulator release the results of the assessment of the USA reciprocal licensing with a complete exoneration of the system was a very welcome piece of news. In many ways, it's a good alternative to the ACMA sanctioned system, which allows for one type of learning. Educationalists tell us that people have individual ways of learning, and the US technical exams rely on memorizing the questions and answers with increasing odds as the license level increases. There are more questions in each higher question bank, and so the odds of guessing a correct answer get smaller and smaller. With the process clearly spelled out for sitting a US license and then gaining an Australian one, the options for people with different learning styles are that much broader, and hopefully will encourage more people into joining the best technical electronics hobby there is. Then, like the icing on the cake, the amendments to our regulations booklet, the LCDs, landed midweek too. After the discussion paper suggested that a common transmit power level of 400 watts was in the offing, it hasn't happened. And in reality, this document does a bit of tidying up and fiddling at the edges. It certainly does not put administration and licensing, let alone the question banks, into the 21st century. I've no knowledge of what the next step is in the modernisation, but I believe the new version of the RADCOM Act is ready to go before the House of Representatives when the parliamentary timetable allows. With the suggested change in licensing framework, I would expect that this week's amendments are an interim measure. With the World Radio Conference almost upon us, there are probably no surprises to come, but afterwards the department should settle into a more normal mode of activity. It could be that we see the radical modernisation of amateur radio take place once the new bill reaches the floor of Parliament. A while back, I used the example of losing our annual call book as something that would take away from convenience and diminish our traditions. And since then, I understand, this is what is likely to happen because of privacy concerns. It was always explicit when applying for a licence that basic details would be published in book form annually. It now seems churlish and precious that it seems we have lost this feature. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.